All right, what is your name and what do you have to do with the drag races today?
My name is Butch Schulte, and me and Kevin Mackey normally set up the drag races. We're the two that usually get into it the most.
So how long have you been doing this?
Oh my God, I've been doing this for 15 years. Really close. I don't know how long we've been doing drag races, but I've been doing it since I started.
Okay. And so how many folks are going to be racing today?
So far, I think we've only got about 3 or 4 registered, but I see a bunch over there registering right now. I don't know how many we're going to have racing today.
It seemed like there were a lot of trucks getting rigged up when we pulled in, so I think you're going to have a busy day. Can you explain how the races actually work?
We set up for 4 different classes. We have a 6, 7, 8, and an open class. And you register for each class. You race side by side against each other. We run until you lose twice. You get an opportunity to run and lose twice. And the last winners per class are the winners.
Okay. So when you say you have 6, 7, and 8, what does that mean?
Size of engines of the snowmobile.
Okay. So is the 8 the biggest or the fastest?
Usually open is the biggest and fastest. People who go 9s and 1,000s, people who have done work to their sleds that feel they're super fast, that's the open class is the fastest.
So how fast is one of those in the open class? How fast does one of those babies go?
Well, part of our setup is not working our speed thing. Our speed recognizer or whatever you want at the end of the radar is not working. I'm sure that some of them get upwards of 80 miles an hour in roughly 600 feet.
That's pretty fast, obviously. So talk a little bit about the conditions today. We just got a pretty nice dump of snow, the nicest one we've had in a while. How is that going to affect the race?
Right now, it's really slippery. There isn't enough snow to get any traction. It just blows off underneath the sleds. Anything that does not have any studs is going to just sit there and spin. I think the snow on top of the ice is probably going to make the race a little harder, just making it slipperier.
Yeah. So probably not as fast at times as usual?
Maybe just a little harder to control it, that's all. Nobody lets up, you know, they go just as hard as they can.
So do you ever race yourself or you just organize?
This is the first year I haven't raced for probably the last 5 years. Last year I exited my sled at 70 miles an hour at the end of the race, and I'm getting a little old to be doing it. I've let up on it.
So when you say you exited, does that mean you you bailed?
I bailed. Not purposely, but I bailed.
What happened?
I have no idea. The sled started to tip. We were at the end of the race. The sled started to tip. It threw me off. I went endo forever. A little sore for the shoulders, but that's about all.
Well, thanks, Butch. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck. And what's up with these couches here?
That's Dan Anderson's boys. I'm not quite sure. They put skis underneath them. I think they're going to have couch races out on the snow.
That sounds really sketchy. I love it. All right. Have fun today.
Thanks.
Okay. What is your name?
Greg Reschick.
Greg, and have you raced in these drag races before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So which class are you racing?
I'm going to be racing the 700, 800, and the open class.
Oh, man. You're one of the crazy dudes doing the big ones.
Yep. Yes, I am.
Okay. So how fast have you gotten your sled up to?
95 to 100.
Holy buckets. Have you been out on the lake today checking it out, checking out the conditions?
A little bit. It's going to be a hard racing. The slight snow and the rain we just had make for really hard racing.
So the snow is not really gripping to the ice? Is that the deal?
Yeah, it's too light, too fluffy.
So what do you do? What's your strategy given today's conditions?
Just try and be on the light, and I have studs and picks in both of my machines, so okay. That's going to help in this kind of condition.
So you got two different sleds that you run. Do you kind of tool them to make them faster, or are they pretty much right out of the factory?
They're pretty much born stock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck today, man.
Thank you.
All right. Have fun.
You too.
Be careful. What is your name?
I'm Devin Deschamp.
Hi, Devin. And you're in the race today. What class or classes are you going to participate in?
I am racing in the 800 and the open.
Whew. What are you, nuts?
I don't know. You could say that.
So, how fast have you gotten your sled up to before?
I'm not really sure with this one here. We just picked this one up last winter, the one that I'm running today.
And have you raced these drag races before?
Last year I did up at Windigo.
Okay. How'd it go for you?
I took second and my brother here took first.
Nice. All right. And in the 800 or?
I took first in the 800 and he took first in the open.
Awesome. Good for you guys. Is there anybody in particular today that you're looking out for in terms of who you'd go up against?
Probably him right there.
Your brother?
Yeah.
What's your brother's name?
Colton Deschamps.
All right. Well, good luck, guys. Have fun.
Thank you.
How'd you do, Greg?
I won that one.
All right. Any idea how fast you were going?
I looked on, I was doing about 90.
So how long did that take you?
10 seconds, maybe.
You did the 600 feet in about 10 seconds?
I think so. I mean, I don't really try and keep track.
Way to go. Was it the conditions okay then?
Yeah, it was hard getting going, but once you got going, then it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Do you position yourself on the machine a certain way when you're doing this kind of a race?
Yeah, I try and get as low as I can.
Uh-huh. You just kind of hang to the back? Or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because you want weight over the back or what?
Exactly.
So that you can grip onto the ice. Cool. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Have fun and be safe.
You too.